Shalom Aleichem, good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Ches, Baba Basra 108a. Pagination is 215. We have the privilege of starting the new Perek, Yesh Nochalin, which deals with the laws of inheritance. Now, the basic concept of Jewish inheritance is found in Parshas Pinchas, where the Benos Tzelafchad approach Moshe that they would like a portion in the land of Israel, representing their father who has already passed on. And in the Psukim there, we are introduced to the concept that a father is inherited by a son. If there is no son, then by daughter, and a specific protocol of who inherits who. One of the important concepts in Torah inheritance is that a daughter does not inherit if there's a son, and a woman generally is not a conduit of inheritance, as we will explain. Mishpachas Av, it follows the family of the father's lineage and not the mother's. So that, for example, if you have two brothers who are children of one father, they will inherit each other because the father relationship with them is going to make them brothers in the topic of inheritance. But if these two brothers are brothers because they are children of the same mother, different fathers, then they will not inherit each other, because in the context of Yerusha, inheritance, Mishpachas Eim, the family of the mother, is not a conduit. That, of course, leaves us with an entire literature in practical halacha. If a person wants to make sure that the daughters do inherit, or that some people in his life that he has a close relationship with should be inheritors, he has to be aware that there's a Torah law of inheritance. And if he wants to give gifts independent of that, to kind of preempt so that the estate has less than would otherwise be, then he has to figure out a mechanism, some sort of tool by which to gift the items. This includes, by the way, a husband to a wife, because the wife is not a biblical inheritor. She has certain rights, the ksuba rights, to be provided for on a certain level, but she's not an inheritor per se. And if a person wants the wife to inherit, then a mechanism has to be put in place, and there are a number of different methods that can be used in order that she should get the assets, if that's what's desired. Our Mishnah presents the laws of inheritance by way of categorizing them. Yesh nochalin umanchilin. There are people who receive inheritance and grant inheritance, meaning if a close relative of theirs dies, they could be the recipient of the inheritance. And likewise, if they're the ones who die, they would grant inheritance. V'yesh nochalin v'lo manchilin. They're those who receive but do not grant. Manchilin v'lo nochalin. Grant but do not receive. Lo nochalin v'lo manchilin. Neither receive nor grant. Now, the translation of these words, nochalin umanchilin, the root word is nachala, of course, which means inheritance. And that means this person is a person either generating an inheritance or receiving an inheritance. And it follows the same pattern that we find on other topics, such as malve and love. Malve is the person who's tendering the loan. He's giving the loan. Love is the recipient of the loan. Mazik is the person who imposed the damage, he did the damage. Nizik is the person who received the damage. So here also, Nochalin is the recipient. Manchil, the mem, that's the critical way to remember it in all of these cases, is the person who's doing whatever activity we're dealing with. So the Mishnah explains, Ve'elu nochalin u'manchilin. These are the people who receive and grant. Ho'av es habonim. The father would grant inheritance to his children upon the father's death. The inheritance goes to the children. Ve'habonim es ho'av. And the children would grant inheritance to the father. Now, as Rashbam explains, this is talking about a case where these children do not have children of their own, because if they did, a child inherits before anyone else. But if these children did not have children of their own, then upon their death, it would go to their father. V'ho'achin min ho'av, and brothers through the father, if they're brothers from a father, Nochalin u'manchilin, these are all cases where they receive and they grant. As we explained, if they were brothers through the mother, then they would not be granting Yerusha to each other or inheriting from one another, because through the mother is not considered an inheritance type of relationship. Now, brothers from the father, through the father, that they're brothers with the same father, this introduces a topic called mishmush. Mishmush is a nice, cute word, which means that it goes through steps as we look for the proper inheritor. And the question would be, are brothers through the father intrinsically related, or does it go through the father? Meaning, when a person dies, we look if they have children. If they don't have children, we look to a father. If the father's not alive, then we look to the inheritors of the father. And that's how this brother through the father ended up being an inheritor. Again, do we assume that they're relatives in and of itself, and a brother can grant directly to a brother? Or we're introducing a concept called mishmush, that we're looking step by step for the closest relative, and as we go, if that person's not alive, then we go to the next person. So that, for example, if a person dies without children, and his grandfather is alive, and his father is not alive, we would not simply say, well, the living relative is the grandfather. We would be very meticulous about it and say the property is going to go to the father. If the father is deceased, then it's going to go to the father's inheritors. And the father's inheritor in this case would be his son. And therefore, brothers through the father would be the relationship that inherits, even though there's a grandfather. The Mishnah continues. Ha'ish es imo, a man inherits from his mother. V'ha'ish es ishto, and a man inherits from his wife. Uvnei achos, the children of a sister, meaning there's a person who has a sister, and that sister has children. These are his nephews through a sister. So those children will be able to inherit him. Nochalin v'lo manchilin. These are examples of they will receive, but they will not grant. Because these children, for example, are not going to give their inheritance to their mother's family, and therefore their uncle through their mother will not be an inheritor of theirs. Ha'isha es baneha, a woman regarding her children, does not inherit her children. V'ha'isha es baila, a woman does not inherit her husband. Va'achi ha'aim, and the brother through the mother, as we just explained, this is the brother of these children's mother. It's an uncle through the mother. Manchilin v'lo nochalin, there's inheritance being granted from the uncle because his sister could inherit him if there's brother and sister through a father. But v'lo nochalin, but this uncle will not be the recipient from such children because their mother will never be their inheritor because she's a mother. Rashbam points out there could be cases where the mother is an inheritor for other reasons. For example, if a man marries his niece, so there could be cases where she's going to inherit because her father is a brother to her husband, and therefore she might end up being an inheritor because she's a daughter of the brother who ends up inheriting. But she herself, on her own status as being the woman of the family, is not an inheritor according to Torah law. And as we mentioned, if you want her to be an inheritor, a document with a kinyan should be drawn up using one of the methodologies that can be used. And finally, v'ha'achin min ha'aim lo nochalin v'lo manchilin, brothers through a mother do not receive and do not grant. Again, the Mishnah taking into account who can inherit who creates a presentation where it goes both ways, or the last case it goes neither way, or the middle two cases, which are really reciprocal cases of each other, where it goes one way but not the other way. And the key factor in going one way and not the other way is that a son inherits his mother, but the mother does not inherit the son. And likewise, a husband inherits his wife, but the wife does not inherit the husband. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.